It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Baalotcha, Y 70. If we look in Parshat Baalotcha, Moshe complains that he has to carry the Jews all by himself, like a woman carrying her child. How is he supposed to deal with all these different complaints and everything else? Hashem says, fine. Es fali shivim is mizignei Yisrael. Gather for me 70 elders from among the people. You know that these are Zakanim, these are the elders, the wise people. Shodrav, these are the policemen, those who can bring law and order. Bring them there, and I'll give you spirit that's on you. I'll put it on them. Good. So he indeed does that. Points the 70 elders. Why 70? Furthermore, we already have leaders. Four times between the Bamidbar, Nasa, and Baalotcha, four times it lists the names of all the leaders of each tribe, the Nesiim, the princes of the tribes. You know, for instance, Nachshon ben Aminadav, Shlumiel ben Zurishadai, the leaders of Yehuda, Shimon, other tribes. What do we need 70 elders for? We have 12 leaders. What's the difference? So we look in the various Midrashim, the Rishonim, different authorities throughout the ages, we find four theories. Number one, Rav Meidan loves this idea that these are the original Shivim Nefesh. We know that B'Shivim Nefesh Yadu Avotecha Mitzrayim says in Deuteronomy that with 70 people, the Jews came down to Egypt. The whole full list is found in Parsha Vayigash, 70 Jews. 69, 70, something like that. So there are 70 Jews. The original Jews are 70. So even though today we may have millions of Jews, thank God, Kenyabu, but there's at the core, we're all from the same 70 Jews. You know, you're like a joke that if you go to shuls in different parts of the country, you'll see the same 10 men. It's the same 10 people. Similarly, they're original, there are 70 souls, 70 types of typuses, tipusim of Jews, and everyone else is just an expression of that. So it's getting back to the original 70 Jews. Good. Or says Rav Meidan, that's why we have a Sanhedrin, 70 people, represents all the original Jews. Good. Theory number two. Once you say 70 Jews, don't forget, Yatzev Gulot Amil Mispar B'nai Yisrael. God makes the number of the boundaries of the nations, the number of nations, they're officially 70 nations. Where do you see that? Go to Parshas Noach, see the 70 nations. 70 original nations. All other nations are just a outcropping of that. Today there are supposedly more nations than that, but they're all an outgrowth of the original 70 nations. So it corresponds to the 70 nations. You have 70 elders, it corresponds to 70 nations. It's interesting, but I'm not sure exactly why you're having problems, so we need 70 Jews to correspond to the 70 nations, to fight the 70 nations, to hold up against the 70 nations. Not sure. Theory number three, Sanhedrin. We know that a Sanhedrin is supposed to have 70 or 71. So he has 70 elders and Moshe together, 71. So we have a Sanhedrin. This is not a representative body. It's an elite body of judges who will be the ultimate judges, the Supreme Court of the people of Israel. Good. Fourth theory, there were 70 at Sinai. Since at Sinai there were 70, so forevermore there should be 70 elders. Okay. If we have 70 elders at Sinai, what do we need to appoint them now? We're only 2 years later. So Rashi says that they were bumped off. Those original elders were bumped off because they got too much of a glimpse of God at Sinai. They looked too carefully. But now we have new elders. Now, I'd like to suggest, I'd like to focus on this theory that it's the original 70 Jews. Rav Meidan latches onto this theory now. Rashi tries to play with the idea, based on various midrashim, that, 70, it's really the 12 tribes. It's a representative government. You have 12 tribes. What's the relationship of 12 and 70? It's a little bit off. 70 plus 2. So there's a whole story that there was a lottery. Who would be left out? Which tribe would not get two more? And therefore, the Eldad and Medad, they were left over. Okay, but the fact is it says 70. 70 is not divisible by 12. 60 would have been divisible. 70, 72, but not 70. So I'd like to suggest that it's not a tribal representation. It's specifically not a tribal representation. If it was, it wouldn't need to have the same number of representatives from each tribe. So it's a different model than the tribal model, than the Nesi'im model, than the prince model, the leaders of each tribe model. Not the 12 leaders of each tribe, but 70 who represent the original primordial Jews who went down to Egypt with Jacob, including Joseph, who was there already. Now, so in that sense, they represent the Jews, bi'erbuvia. You see, there are two ways of looking at the Jews. One is the Jews, the 12 tribes, as 12 distinct things. At Sinai, we were ki'ishecha b'levechad. We were like one nation, one heart, which Rav Meidan adds to that, one balagan, meaning there was no structure to it. It was just one nation under God. So when you have 70, it's specifically not the tribal theory. It's not, they're not divided by tribes. It's just 70 original Jews without the tribal division. It's true, when we came down to Egypt, among the 70 people, there were some people from different tribes. And it's true that the 70 people included Jacob and some of the women who are still alive, his wives, and it also included the tribes and their children. But it's not tribal per se. The number 70 is not specifically tribal. So it represents every Jew. Now that we've come to that, if the point of that part of the parsha when Moshe complains is that he says, let's have a 70 that represents not the tribes. That didn't work somehow. People were complaining. Let's have something that represents every Jew through your primordial roots. All of us go back to 70 original Jews. That means that theoretically these 70 represent every person. And that may explain why when it turns out that there were two more people who became inspired. Why did two people become inspired? They were outside the camp, the 70 elders. Moshe took them outside to his tent outside. Inside the camp, there were only two who remained to prophesy, Eldad and Medad. They were unauthorized prophets. So Yoshua says, put them in jail. Moshe says, no, me, tank olam Hashem Nevi'im. He says, let all the Jews be prophets. I wouldn't mind. What does that mean? That since the 70 represent all Jews, then all Jews should have been inspired. It turned out only two were inspired, but in theory, those two represent the fact that this inspiration of the 70 kind of is supposed to have an impact on all the Jews. That's the idea of it. So on the one hand, the 70 represent every Jew, the original primordial Jews. But on the other hand, these 70 were not inside the camp. They were outside the camp. They're the Sanhedrin in that sense. The other theory, that they're the Sanhedrin. They're the elite scholars, the leaders, the judges. So it's an interesting tension. Now, Miriam also gets into this act when she says, look, we're all prophets. Well, how did she get that idea? Because once you have the 70, it sort of sends a message that, you know, everybody can be a prophet. If the original, my original root Jew, everyone goes back to a root Jew. My root Jew of, was one of the 70 people that I go back to. He was a prophet, so then I can be a prophet too. So Miriam says, we're also prophets. God says, no, 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 no. There's Moses, there's an elite, and there's you. So in the end, we have two different ideas of Jewish leadership. The tribal idea, the Nesi'im, who we emphasize in Parshat Bamidbar, Naso, and once we list them in Balotcha as well. The tribal leadership model is representative government. You're from a tribe, you get one person to represent your tribe. He is not you, he represents you. However, the 70 represents more direct government. That the 70 are you. Those 70 people are you in your primordial form. They're your DNA, so to speak. Ah, that means that there's no structure to it. And that's the problem. That's the problem in this part of Bamidbar, whether it's the Asafsuf or the Mit Onanim, the different complainers, whether it's Miriam complaining and Aaron complaining and Moshe complaining, whether it's the spies next week or the week after that with the rebellion of Korach. There's an ebruvia, there's a confusion, there's a balagan, there's a mess of people, disorganized, a disarray, because the 70 represents kind of that direct democracy, and that's a mess. The original ideal of Sefer Bamidbar is to have the representative government, to have one for each tribe, to have the tribes organized as we laid out in Bamidbar, nicely in an organized kind of way. And with that, that's the best unity, is through representative government. When you think that everybody's a prophet, everybody's the same, everybody goes back to those 70, everyone has special protection, special connection with those 70, you have what Bamidbar led to, a dissolution of everything. It's interesting to note that Yeshua also, he loves this 70 thing. And after after Yeshua leaves the scene, he leaves everything to the 70, and there's total chaos. The book of Judges ensues, and the tribal system is lost. What he should have done, perhaps, if I may audaciously suggest, he should have used the Nesiim system, the tribal representative leadership system. That would have kept all the Jews together as one tribunal of all the different tribes, would have been more unified, would have been better. But there's this ideal that remains in our mind from Mount Sinai that we're all one. We all go back to the same 70 souls, and we're all connected. Every Jew is the same. And it's a nice idealistic idea that maybe Moshe was trying to get into in this parsha. But in the end, it's a tribal system, representative system, that's trumped and trumpeted and pronounced and emphasized at the beginning of this book and at the end of this book, as if to say, the real system to have an organized government is representative government, not to be led by, in Erbuvia, a mixture from all the different tribes. Thanks to our sponsors, Andy and Tricia Woodman. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. And thanks to all of you for joining us here at the Baron Hirsch Congregation. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.